keto? Because I think there is, you know, I know a little bit about it, but not enough to be dangerous. So tell me what that is.
Well, let me first say, what's good with you?
It's Friday.
Listen, what's good with me is I'm here with you. This
okay.
is amazing. Good beauty is amazing. Good beauty, women win, all that. I love it. I'm here for all of it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Keto is awesome. I will say that the ketogenic diet was actually started to help children with epilepsy. It was to help children with seizures.
Wow.
Yes.
Based on what they eat.
Yes.
It was to help them.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
When you have a moment,
okay,
everyone should watch what we call, I'm kind of promoting some, it's called The Magic Pill.
Okay. The Magic Pill.
It's on Netflix, but it's amazing. It's amazing. It kind of gives you a little bit of background about food.
Okay.
And how your diet is the magic pill.
Okay.
But keto is short for the ketogenic diet or lifestyle.
Okay.
And keto is based on high healthy fats.
Okay.
Moderate protein and low carb. So it's designed to burn, changing your metabolic state from burning carbs for fuel, but fat for fuel.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of, so you were in this journey.
Yes.
So you got involved with keto, losing some weight. How did it go from all about your personal lifestyle change to inspiring a movement? Because I see you on, if you're not following Erica, Black Girls Gone Keto, you are missing out, because I don't care if you are size 2 or size 22.
Preach.
She is inspiring, and I say that with all sincerity, inspiring.
Thank you.
So tell me how that went from your personal journey to now a movement.
That's an excellent question. Honestly, I was in a dark, deep place.
Okay.
I had been overweight for well over 13 to 15 years. My teenager now, he'll be 14 in September. But I had been battling my weight since about that time, since I was pregnant. I think I was bigger not being pregnant than I was pregnant with him.
Okay.
But for years, I've been battling weight, and I'd gone through quite a bit. I had lost my niece to diabetes 2 years earlier, and I was in a dark place. You know, I've been overweight, but I just got to a point where I was done. Like, I was over it. Done feeling depressed, not being able to have movement. I mean, I was 48 years old, and I felt like I was 68. No disrespect to anybody that's 68.
Okay.
But it got to a point where I needed to do something, and I had tried all other diets before. So keto started to work. You know, hi, my name is Erica, and I'm a recovering carboholic. So sugar was my thing.
Okay.
I really, really...
Erica, I want you to just, because we're getting a little bit of signal that they can't hear us.
Oh, okay.
So I want you to make sure you talk to that mic, because...
Okay.
So I just got an email from Lakeisha Bell, and people are like,
hey,
I can't hear you. So we want to make sure they can hear us.
Okay.
So speak up to that mic. And everybody, I just need someone to send me some thumbs up that you can hear me, because I'm looking at you now. So Nakia, can you hear us? Shirley Hart, can you hear us? Let us know, because you need to get these tidbits. This is something that you should not be missing. So I want to make sure.
So I'm going to speak into the mic, and I'm going to repeat myself and
perfect,
say,
perfect.
What's good with you?
It's good. It's all good.
So keto basically allowed me the I didn't feel deprived. You can eat. I think the misconception is that we don't eat.
Okay.
What allowed me to be successful, and I think what allowed it to become a movement, is because people were seeing, wait a minute, she's just like me and she's doing it. I mean, at 48 years old, I've been told for years that your metabolism is different, you're not going to be able to lose the weight, you're going to have surgery. And I think being able to see natural weight loss happen and occur right in front of your eyes allowed other women to say, wait a minute, I can do this. This is something that we can do.
Okay.
It turned into a movement because there were other women exactly like me following my journey, applauding me, but not only that, doing it as well and finding success. And it got to a point where I was getting so many questions and concerns about keto that I decided, you know, let's kind of make this bigger. Let's take it to the next level. And I made a business out of it so that I could help other women get to places where I wanted to get to.
Okay. And so I just want to make sure, because I see people, I can hear you both. I can hear you. Can you hear? Yes. Okay. So we are on and rocking. So I don't want to put us in a bad place, but I really want to understand, because I don't think we captured that when everyone was listening, why you needed to make this change. You said you were, at the time you were pregnant, and out of that, you couldn't, okay. Was the weight to something that you were like, okay, I just need to lose this weight, and then you mentioned something with your niece. Now, I'm privy to that information, but I really think it's important for people to hear that weight loss is not just about fitting in a size X, right?
It's
just
not about size.
It really is about our heart health and living healthy and being able to bless those who need us. So, and I know you have three boys, a fiance, a fine fiance, if I might add. So, what really inspired you to say, I need to change my life?
Okay. So, rock bottom for me, this is just calling back. Anybody that's been following me will tell you, just from looking at my Instagram journey, I went to my granddaughter's birthday party in 2018.
Okay.
And being the largest of my family, I mean, literally, I'm damn near 6 foot. Excuse me if I can say damn. but I'm the biggest girl in my family. But I was at my grandbaby's birthday party, and I just caught some pictures of myself. I looked depressed. I looked heavy.
Okay.
I've always been a big girl. I've always carried myself. I've always been confident. But being depressed and being in a dark place, it got to a point where I felt like, okay, I was grieving over my niece's passing. So I was grieving over that, but I got to a point where I was gaining so much weight that I was killing myself.
Okay.
And I know that my niece needed me to be a voice to other women just like us. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I was very, very depressed. I was in a very dark place. And I decided to take my life back. I decided to fall in love with the girl in the mirror.
I've read and I've followed, and I really know that that is something that speaks to all of us.
Right.
Because no matter whomever is loving us, our kids, our husbands, our fiancés,
right,
we must first love us. You got to love you first.
Right.
No matter what. That is so important. Now, I'm going to take a pause because I know people need to go out of Facebook and come back in live so you can hear. But we're going to take a quick commercial so you guys can reset so you don't miss a tidbit, because this can inspire all of us. So, quick break for the cause.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Kimberly Houston Hicks of Good Women Win, a show that's all about inspiring goodness. And today, I have in the house Erica Bell, the founder of Black Girl Gone Keto. And you must stay tuned and listen to her story, because, like I said, if you're not following her on Instagram, you are missing out. And I'll make sure that her link is in the post of Good Beauty. So, let's get into... I understand that keto, you mentioned, about carbs, and, most people want to know, what's the difference? Like, if I, for me, I'm thinking, I should just do plant-based. But I will say that I'll do that for about a week, and then I'm hungry, and then I'll binge.
Right.
Why is keto, how have you been able to sustain this keto lifestyle for over a year now?
That's a great question. And I will tell you that I've tried other things. Before trying this, I did paleo, I did Atkins.
Okay.
I've taken Phentermine, I've done Adipex, you name it, I've done. I even had acupuncture done for weight loss, girl.
Okay.
I will tell you, one of the things that I talk about primarily is not feeling deprived. Like you mentioned, being hungry.
Yes.
On keto, we eat. You heard me?
Yeah.
We eat. You can eat. I want to say that I was successful because everything that I enjoy,
yeah,
I continue to have. I'm a big seafood chick. Like, I like shrimp and scallops and lobster and crab.
Me too.
Fish. You can eat. What you're doing with keto is eliminating simple carbs. You're eliminating bread, pasta, rice, potatoes. You have no sugar, no juice, no soda. You know, the basics, everything that we know that we should not eat.
Yeah.
You want to eliminate from your diet.
Okay.
What's awesome is that you will not feel deprived. You can eat.
I am a sugar addict. I really am. Yeah. I have, you know, I wake up in the morning with my coffee and I use coconut milk that I'm sure has some sugar in it.
Right.
But when I have those bad days, that's where I go. I need that sugar to keep me, to kind of give me that boost.
Well, that's what we think. And that's where the problem is. And this is something I've learned. Again, I'm 49 now. I started this August of 2018. When I started, I thought I had to eat all day long.
I thought,
you know, gone are the days where you have to eat three meals a day and you have to have two and three snacks. No, the body is designed to eat when you're hungry. We have to change our mindset around food.
Okay.
So carbs, we're addicted to the carbs.
Sugar. Bread,
yes.
Sugar.
Yes.
Yes.
Sugar is just as addictive as cocaine. Okay. So, real talk. So what we have to do, the same way the drug addict has to talk themselves out of taking drugs, the same way the person that's drinking too much has to stop drinking.
Yes.
We have to change our mindset around sugar. We have to make the decision. Number one, I used to think the sugar made me feel good. Now, no. It's just the exact opposite. Sugar does not make you feel good. It's the high that you get from the sugar.
Okay, okay.
But Keto Girl is going to give you life, and you're going to be high on life.
Okay.
From being healthy. And again, it's not just about weight loss. It's about getting it tight and right, but mentally.
Okay.
First.
And
the physical will follow.
I want you to repeat that. Mental first.
Mental first, and the physical will follow.
And, I mean, I find that that is, I will tell you, I try, you know, I'm Kimberly Harrison Hicks, and I'm recovering, I am a sugar, gummy bear, chocolate addict, and unfortunately, I have a problem with it, but my family, my husband and my daughter, I can tell them not to, you know, I can say I'm not going to bring it in the house.
Right.
But they may rebel and put me and lock me in the garage someplace.
Right, right,
so
right.
I know you have three boys.
Yes.
And I know that they are active.
Yes.
And your fiance, are they keto advocates? Or, because I mean, for two boys in the house.
Yes.
How do you adjust to that? And how do you manage that?
Okay. So, good question. And my fiance is Jamaican. And when I tell you he burns in the kitchen, he burns, he gets down.
I need some oxtails, by the way. Are those keto for me?
You can have oxtails.
Okay.
Absolutely can have
oxtails. Then we make it talk.
Yes. Come through. Everybody who knows Rohan knows he gets it in the kitchen.
Okay.
He's a big protein guy. But in terms of the family, my boys were not and are not keto. However, since I've started this, I've introduced a low-carb style of living in the house. So we do low-carb. I've eliminated buying all the juice. They drink water now. My kids used to drink so much juice, it was ridiculous.
Okay.
I don't buy juice in the house anymore. They drink water.
Oh.
So it's little things. Like, I don't buy cookies and cakes anymore. I don't keep it in the house, number one. It wasn't good for me, so it's damn not good enough for my kids.
No.
I mean, so bread might be the only thing that we've held on to in the house, but in terms of potatoes, my fiance still does the curry chicken, the stewed chicken with potatoes and things like that.
Okay.
But they are so 150% respecting what keto has done for my life. My 18-year-old was a little overweight.
Okay.
And he started seeing me with results.
Okay.
And he jumped in immediately. Now, he's not 100% keto. He's more so low carb. So cutting bread, cutting pasta, cutting rice, juice and soda, things like that.
I love it. I love it. I will say, and the reason, of course, I'm so happy that you are on this show because of not just your journey, but I personally, we went to your sister's house in Boston and she threw down, Yolanda threw down with the the Lobster Fest.
Yes.
But there were some other things that you guys made.
That were keto friendly.
Mac and cheese.
Cauliflower.
So, are those, so give me those, like, the things that every black person knows, and probably every other non-black person knows.
Right.
Mac and cheese,
it's
that's
a staple.
A staple. But you were able to do, you, how do you find those creative ways to keep it good?
Right, right.
And healthy.
Right.
Keep it good and healthy.
Well, the internet is a wealth of information. There's so much information out there.
Okay.
On keto. Anything that you're looking for, you can find it on Google. You can find it on IG, Facebook. Everything that you need is out there. But because there are so many things that you can kind of substitute, cauliflower, mac and cheese, or cauliflower and cheese is delicious. But there's so many other things you can do. Broccoli, green beans, cabbage.
Okay.
Romaine lettuce. There's so many things that you can do that are still so delicious. Of course, now because keto is so big, marketing is this big push now. They're putting the name keto on everything. Understand that you should be eating clean, fresh, natural foods, period, the end. In the beginning, you want to eat as clean as possible. Now, I believe in break the glass here moments. So
okay.
Having things around, you know, are instrumental in you being successful. But packaged, processed foods, you want to kind of stay away from. We can have vegetables. We can have fruits.
Okay.
Lots of berries you can have. You mentioned coconut milk earlier. You can have almond milk.
You
can have heavy whipping cream. There's other options that you can have that make dining delicious.
Okay. And that I think that is, for me, I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions. But are there other misconceptions that you think that people either DM you about, you know, in this whole keto lifestyle? Are
right.
They like, top three that you, like, I wish people did not think these three things because, you know, those are not right.
Okay. So top three things I would say that we sit around be eating just bacon all day.
Bacon?
I'm not.
Bacon. Yeah,
no, now, well, we can have bacon, but we're not just sitting around eating buckets of bacon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think the misconception is that we're just eating burgers and ribs all day long. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We can eat those things in moderation. For the most part, anything that you're eating, you want to eat in moderation. We follow what we call macros, and that's short for macronutrients.
Okay.
That's making sure that you are not exceeding your carbs, 20 grams of carbs. That's making sure that you don't exceed your protein. If you overeat protein, it'll turn to sugar if you're not active. And that you're eating, high, healthy fats. And
okay.
Most of your fats are going to come from oils, like olive oil and coconut oil. And,
okay.
So that's the first misconception, because we eat well.
Okay.
The second is that we're killing ourselves.
Huh.
Well, my thing is, at 355 pounds, I saw myself on the next episode of My 600-Pound Life.
Okay.
So, killing myself is what I was doing before.
Got it.
What I'm doing now is getting my life back.
Getting your
I'm
life back.
I'm taking my life back.
Control.
And I'm eating healthy. You know what I mean? I'm not eating cookies and cakes and dips and chips and sodas and all the garbage that, quote-unquote, society is making money from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the third is that it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
The third misconception is that people think it's hard.
Wow.
It's not hard. You have to change your mindset. You have to get ready to make the change on how you're going to be eating. Now, you may need assistance, and that's where the business comes in.
We're going to take a quick break because I have to do a quick commercial. And when we come back, we're all going to figure out how do we get our black girl gone keto. And if you're not a black or girl, you still can follow
America. Exactly.
To go keto because I'm ready. I'm ready because I heard that, you know, the healthy lifestyles, you can begin at any moment. You don't need,
there's no waiting.
You know, people say, oh, start your,
I gotta go grocery shopping.
Yeah. I want us to really talk about that and
I
get some real talk on how to, let's get keto, you guys. Let's get keto.
Let's get it.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County. Talk about that
one. Hello, this is Kimberly Harrison Hicks of Good Women Win, a show that's all, it's my mission is to inspire goodness, and today, that's what we're doing. We're inspiring goodness because we have a woman in the building that really is winning, not just for herself, but really for those of us who really need to be inspired. I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges women go through is, one, how to put themselves as a priority, and two, how to stay healthy when you're a busy mom or wife or even just single. So I have Erica Bell in the house, a black girl gone keto. Before the break, we were saying, okay, I'm ready. And I truly am, because it's time to make a change. You know, as we age, I can see the difference in, one, I can't run anymore. So I feel like my weight is starting to sit in places where I'm not so happy about, where I never had before. So tell us, if we're ready today, what is the first thing we need to do? First, I want to know how we contact you to get on your plan. But tell us, so what was the first thing we would need to do?
Well, the first thing I talked about, changing your mindset. So you need to be mentally prepared to make some tough decisions. That's first and foremost. In terms of Black Girl Gone Keto, I've called it BGGK for a reason. And the BGGK is, number one, I was speaking primarily to African-American women, because we always, and I speak in general, because we always put everybody in front of ourselves. You know what I mean? And I feel like our health was not a priority. Our weight, you know, was not a priority. And I feel like you look online, you look in, at different communities, and everyone is kind of doing different things. I didn't see a lot of black women focusing on getting healthy. So I figured, you know, I'm a black girl gone keto, but if you are a black woman and you are doing keto or you're interested in it, then you are also a black girl gone keto. Yes. I've recently also introduced Beautiful Girl Gone Keto. And the reason why the transition from BGGK is also going to be Beautiful Girl Gone Keto, because this is about women.
I love it.
So first and foremost, I'm a black woman. You can see that clearly. But if we're talking about the big picture, women need to make themselves a priority.
Yes, we
all do. Right. So, and getting started, after you change your mindset, you need an accountability partner.
I'm writing this down. Mindset first.
Right. You need a support system. I talk a lot of times about having a support system. You can have girlfriends and friends that see and say, girl, you need to do something. You need to. But if you haven't walked in my shoes, then you really can't give me the best advice or the best suggestions. Now, I'm not taking away from anybody. And again, you said this earlier. Whether you have to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, it's the same situation. But you need an accountability partner. You need a support group.
Okay.
So Black Girl Gone Keto is there, number one, to help you get started on keto. You want to get into ketosis. That's something else that we could talk about. But a lot of people want to know how. Right? So Black Girl Gone Keto, you can go to blackgirlgoneketo.com. And what I do is I help you to get into ketosis.
Okay.
I teach you and give you the tools necessary so that you know what you can eat. I talk more so about this whole thing is 80% mental. We're adults. Everybody, we're adults. We know what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat.
Absolutely.
So the
Absolutely.
Support comes from being with other women just like you.
Okay.
Number one, learning about the lifestyle.
Okay.
Number two, working through it. It's a journey.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's a lifestyle, and you need help with doing that. So that's what Keto Talk is for.
So at 4 a.m., I'm going down to my kitchen, and I'm having a craving. Mm-hmm. Can I call you or text you?
You could text me.
Well, I'm being facetious.
No.
Really, but are you available, like, right now? And I'm being 100% serious. I think the times that I'm having those moments...
Yes.
Are probably, like, I can read everything, I can see everything,
right.
But when I'm having the moment, are there ways that you support through sending an email, and how does that work? Or do you do it weekly where you get everyone together? Can we call in to do a focus group?
That's a great question. When I started Black Girl Gone Keto, it was just me. I was the accountability partner. For myself.
Okay.
Then I became the accountability partner and the support for other women, again, just like me.
Okay.
Not overweight, but just women in general. What I realized in terms of mentioning support group, I started Black Girl Gone Keto Queens, or BGGK Queens, and eventually it's going to be Beautiful Girl Queens.
I love it.
So what we have is a support group of women. I have a group. And once you sign up for Keto Talk, you're added to the group. So you become this queen. And you are amongst other queens that are going through the exact same thing that you do. So whether it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock at night, or midnight, you can go on to this group and get the support of the other women that are in the group. Right now I have 82 plus women in the group. It's monthly. So for 30 days, Keto Talk gets you. My goal is to be the teacher.
Yes.
And you be the student. And then after 30 days, if you still need help, you can continue on in the group.
Okay.
My goal is to give you 30 days to get your life on keto.
30 days.
30 days.
I can do that. And then the student becomes the teacher. Then you are...
The student then becomes...
Or accountability coach.
Well, no. What happens is you're there to learn.
Okay.
Right? So I'm teaching you about what you're going to do for the rest of your life. So habits take place within 21 to 66 days. You form new habits from 21 to 66 days. So if you have a support group and you have a team that's on your team for 30 days, that means for 30 days you have the support of not just Erica, but other women just like you. You have that support. Now, there are some women that stay on because just like anything else, like if I join a group and I'm working out every day with this girl's, I'm not going to just be with them for 30 days.
Yeah.
So what's awesome is there's a membership as well. So it's a keto refresher.
Okay.
It's a keto monthly membership. So for 30 days, every 30 days you can extend it if you like. You can go away and come back.
Okay.
But the support group is still going to be here for you if you need it.
I love that.
Yes.
I love it. And I saw a couple of months ago that you had an event and you took some women.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I wish I could have attended that. So are you going to continue to do those type of events? Or was that just one thing that you just decided to do? Tell us more about that.
No. So I wanted to do it. It wasn't a keto conference. It was a meet and greet because I had been talking to women for so long. And there's such a camaraderie. When I first started, I was like, no new friends. This is business. No new friends. I have made such wonderful, good girlfriends through this.
I bet.
Honestly. So it started out as just a meet and greet. And because it was so successful, we met women from California, from North Carolina, from Florida, from Georgia, from New York, from Jersey. Women came from everywhere, and it was amazing. It was amazing. So I am going to be doing it annually, and we have the new dates. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida, the BGGK Rendezvous, the second annual.
Okay.
And it'll be Memorial Day weekend of next year. So it's May 20th through the 24th.
Okay.
And there's a $65 registration fee that you'll be able to sign up for very shortly.
Okay.
On my website, which is blackgirlgoneketo.com. And it's going to be amazing. It's 3 days and two nights together with phenomenal women, sharing stories and just having a good time. You know what I mean?
I love it because I think for me, energy comes from women. All of my major inspirations in life have been, first, of course, through my mom. That is my life source that she was, but always through that inspiration. And I think when you get a bunch of women in the building with one mission, watch out. We can definitely change lives, for sure.
I agree 100%. And what's awesome about the group of women that I have, they're phenomenal. Hi, ladies. I know you're watching. Thank you so much. But what's awesome is that we're so like-minded.
Yeah.
We're so like-minded. Everyone is, number one, my being in my group, no judgment zone, no nonsense. Like, we're not in there being critical of each other. It's an amazing group of women that are so incredibly supportive.
I love it.
Whether you're having a bad day, a good day, if you're exercising, we gets it in. Like, we are just amazing. And I want to thank the women that are in my group. You queens are amazing. Thank you for continuing to do what you do. But, yeah, it's a movement. It really is a movement. I have shirts. I don't have it. As a matter of fact...
You have shirts?
I have shirts.
Oh my goodness.
They say BGGK. Let me show you. I bought you a shirt.
I have a shirt. Yes! I want to. Listen. I love gifts. Let me see that. So, at first, it says spread love everywhere you go. That is so nice. And.
That might be a little big, but you can work out in it.
Listen. That is wonderful. Yes. I hope everybody can see that.
So it says, fix your crown queen. Oh. And the reason why, you know, that's a big thing out there right now.
I'll come hug you in a second. I'm sorry. Right? Thank you.
We need to be out here fixing each other's crowns.
That's exactly right.
See something, say something. We need to be supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And that's what my group is about, fixing crowns and supporting other women, supporting each other.
I think that is... You know, of course, you know that I own a skincare company.
Yes, yes.
And my mission overall is to improve the lives of Black women and our skin. So, similar to you, it's not just about the physical. No. You know, it really is about that support and making everyone, you know, feel wonderful about themselves. And it does not matter. I feel like, And you know, I'm getting ready to preach a little bit, but I feel like Black women are the most underappreciated women on the planet. And then, secondly, women, period.
Right.
And it is time for us to, as you say, fix each other's crown through love. And if there are ways that you, of course, Erica, you know, tag her, let her know, because this is important. And if you need to tag me, please do that as well, because we are here to support women in their journey.
Right.
You know, and I love that. I need to take a really quick commercial because we have to pay the bills. I know I'm Facebook Live, but I'm also on the Huntington Radio, the Chamber, and I just have to pay a quick bill, and we're going to be right back. And then I'm going to talk a little bit with Erica about more now, after you get the keto down, what about the physical, or the working out? What does that next step look like? So let's take a pause, and we'll be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Kimberly Wilson Hicks of Good Women Win. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, a show that's here to inspire goodness. Again, we have Erica Bell in the building, Piscataway, so P-Way, definitely hashtag us, let us know you're watching. And she's talking about her journey with Black Girl Gone Keto. And it's not just a personal mission, it really is a mission to inspire us all to live a healthy lifestyle. So again, blackgirlgoneketo.com is how we can start this journey.
Yes.
And utilize you in a couple ways. One, you mentioned the 30-day...
Personal accountability.
And then the second one was kind of ongoing. And then the third was this event that I need to be there. Memorial Day, I'm leaving the husband, the baby. Well, she's not a baby, but the daughter, everyone home. And I'm going down to Orlando because I think that is such an important thing. And hopefully I'll have good success with my Black Girl Gone Keto. So now I want to talk about eating is definitely the biggest part of any healthy lifestyle. But getting moving and working out, how does that play within your lifestyle?
Well, I will tell you, and I want to speak to other women where I was, whether you are, again, very heavy or just slightly overweight, if you're not moving, you're doing yourself a disadvantage.
Okay.
I honestly didn't think that I could exercise. And, I mean, I got to a point, I was going on vacation with my girlfriends, Steak and Stilettos, Prestige Concierge. We went on vacation. We went to Cancun. And I almost needed a wheelchair to get around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. At my I was anywhere with 355, 360, and I couldn't walk. So when I first started, I was concerned, but I got so much energy. Keto is going to give you energy that you haven't had since you were 20 years old. I'll say that. So I had the energy to give it a shot. So I started walking. I thought mentally that was the only thing I could do. But I didn't just walk. Like, I couldn't walk for more than 5 minutes without sitting down. I can walk hours now. And I'm telling you, keto heals. Keto heals. So you absolutely need to move. I think the combination of what made me successful, losing over 100 plus pounds, was not just keto, but adding fasting. I added intermittent fasting.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and the movement. Now, the movement, I rode my bike. I walk. I go from time to time into the gym. Keto curves. I need to get into the gym regularly with you, girl. But exercise is key. Moving something is very important. And again, you may think that you can't, but you can.
Okay.
It's relative. You really, really, really need to move something. If you combine the two together, the sky's the limit. So okay. Yes, I believe you should be in the gym if you can.
Okay.
If you can't get in the gym, I personally prefer walking, number one, because it relieves stress.
Yes.
I told you guys that my niece passed away. I really feel like I connect with her when I'm walking.
Oh.
Yes. She is my motivation, along with my grandbaby, of course, and my children. But walking is amazing. So if you feel like you can't, if you're not ready to get in the gym yet, that's fine. You could do baby steps. Walk.
Walk.
Walk. And then eventually you'll be able to jog. And then eventually you'll be able to run. I don't have cartilage in my knees. I no longer have cartilage in my knees. I have to have double knee surgery. But I just earned another 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Losing this weight. So you absolutely need to be active. If you can get in the gym, get in the gym and get it in.
Okay.
100%. But what I've done primarily is ride my bike and walk.
I was going to ask you, because you talked about, of course, the physical changes you can see, the weight loss.
Right.
But are there other changes that you actually know that changed because of your new lifestyle with keto?
Absolutely. So I got my blood work done periodically throughout the year. When I first started, I had gone to a consultation for bariatric surgery. Because I have other health issues, having that gastric surgery wasn't a great option for me.
Okay.
So in talking with my physician, I told him I wanted to start keto. He was a little reluctant, but he said, okay, you could do it. Do it for like 6 months.
Okay.
I wasn't really asking permission, but, you know, it worked out that way. As I was on it, you know, he recommended to do my blood work. So I continuously got my blood work done. My cholesterol has dropped significantly.
Wow.
Yes. I take thyroid medicine. I still take thyroid medicine, but I was able to reduce my milligrams of my thyroid medicine. My blood pressure medicine, I was taking two. I now only take one. And not only that, guys, I was taking anxiety and depression medicine.
Wow.
I don't take those anymore. I no longer take depression and anxiety medicine. I feel amazing. I feel, and again, oh, I'm about to, ooh, I don't cry. I shed gangster water because I'm a G.
Oh.
I'm from Piscataway, New Jersey. Born in Newark. Don't look. Newark, New Jersey. You got Newark, Essex County building. So I'm a G.
Okay.
But every now and again, I shed gangster water.
Okay.
And when I talk about this, it makes me so incredibly emotional.
No, come on with it, because I will tell you, that's what we need. You know, we need to know that it's not always... The journey matters, because when you get to the other side, I always say that there's a miracle waiting. And you have been a miracle for so many.
The gangster water is not sadness.
Mm. Take your time, as they say in the black church.
Girl.
Take your time.
The reason why I wanted to start Black Girl Gone Keto as a business is because I really felt that other women...
I don't even have tissue.
Need to experience this. Like, if you're in a dark place, number one, when you decide to put yourself first, when you fall in love with the girl in the mirror, when you say, you know what, I'm worthy, I am enough, I deserve to be happy, I deserve to be physically able to do and go wherever I want to do and where I want to go. I felt lifted, burdens lifted. Like, I really feel like, of course, my kids were my priority.
Yeah.
My man is my priority. My job was my priority. But I was never my own priority. It feels amazing. It's gangster water, y'all, because I'm a G. To love myself enough to put myself first. But I feel good Now, that doesn't mean that I don't get stressed by my kids sometimes or by life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not depressed anymore. What? Depression is gone. I was super depressed about the passing of my niece, who was more like my daughter. She was 22 years old. She had diabetes. She passed away from diabetes. Another reason why I wanted to share this, because I felt like had I found keto 2 years earlier, she could still be here. So why not save other lives? Why not say to black women, period, number one, you're beautiful, hence the beautiful girl gone keto. But baby girl, you can change your life. You could take your life back. Sugar is killing us. Diabetes is taking our community out. It's matching cancer.
Oh.
Cut sugar from your life and take your life back, period. Period. You're going to feel amazing. Like, the tears is, look, I'm going somewhere to dance tonight. I haven't been able to dance.
I'm going to come dance with you. It may be a praise show, too. So, y'all see us in the club. We're going to be praise dancers.
I'm sea walking somewhere.
I mean, we're going to take a quick break just so that I can take a moment. But stay tuned, because we're going to talk next steps, you guys. And this is... I just appreciate you so much, Erica, being vulnerable and sharing your experience.
I don't like gangster water.
The gangster water, that's what we're going to call it. That's okay. It is okay to cry, to relieve the toxins out of your body, and to know that it is okay. So I'm going to take a quick pause, and we're going to be back to close out the show.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hello, this is Kimberly Houston Hicks with Good Women Win. As you know, we have Erica Bell in the house sharing her very real, very emotional journey on taking back her life. And her journey has been through keto. And I just am so moved to know that she felt strong enough and knew it was time to do something just for you. And I think her message is clear. Ladies, it's time for us to put ourselves first. It's okay, you families and children and work, but put yourself first. So now, give us ways to put ourselves first. I know that you're doing a couple things, and we want to get involved. So how do we do that?
If you are interested in having an accountability partner, if you are ready to start keto and you are ready to really change your life, now keto is a lifestyle. If you are looking to lose 5 pounds because you want to go on vacation, that's fine. But if you're going to do this, know that you'll gain the weight back if you go back to eating the way that you were eating before. So keto is a lifestyle. This is going to be something that you're going to have to do long term if you decide to do this. You will be eating very healthy. You will be eating low carb, moderate protein, and high healthy fats. You can learn about those things. You will be on macronutrients and following macronutrients and logging your food and doing all kinds of good fun things. But you can learn how to do that with me via Keto Talk. And you can sign up by going to blackgirlgoneketo.com and sign up there. I might do a special and hashtag good beauty. I'm going to do it. You know what? I'm going to do a special for the weekend. I'm going to do a good beauty special. Good beauty, good women win. I'll do good beauty. And I'll do a percentage off.
Okay.
If you decide that you'd like to start Keto Talk, you can go to blackgirlgoneketo.com and sign up. Give me about a half hour after the show. I'm going to create a discount.
I'll put it on the comment section. I'll connect it to the link so they can just click on.
Perfect.
So give us some time, after the show. Like you said, give her a moment, and then we're going to go. Because I'm actually doing it. I'm starting my challenge. I'm ready. But I do have a question before we wrap up.
Yes.
Does this mean I can't ever have a dessert? Because that's making me have the shakes.
Okay.
Keep it real. Can I have something?
So let's keep it 100.
Okay. 100.
So there are lots of replacement items. I don't recommend using sweeteners regularly. I recommend using them in moderation.
Okay.
You can still have desserts. You can make them with sweeteners.
Okay.
You can still have great, delicious foods. You just replace the sugar with sweeteners. Now, again, those are break the glass here moments, one-offs, but you can absolutely do that. And if I'm being 100% and transparent, every now and again, I have smart food, popcorn. Every now and again, I have something. You know, because it's a lifestyle, that's not going to say that you can never have another cookie.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But you can have Quest cookies, and I'm not going to put out specific names, but there are snacks and things that you can have where you replace what you like. So if you liked apple pie, okay, then make a strawberry pie, and then you can make it with keto-friendly items. You can still have almond flour. You can have coconut flour. There's substitutes that you can have for the desserts that you want.
Okay.
So you will not feel deprived. You will not.
I'm going to trust you on that, and I will say because I do feel a difference, and I don't know if it's hormonal that I'm going through. You know, I do not want to say the big M, but I realize that even I have friends that are just turning 40 that are saying they're experiencing some things. And, you know, and I know that what we eat is a big driver of all things that are either, like you mentioned, killing us.
Right.
You know, keeping us unhealthy. So I'm ready to make that change. So I just want to, we're getting ready to close out the show. First, I want to thank Erica. Erica actually lives in Florida, guys, and she's here visiting, and I'm so blessed to have her on the show and taking the time out of her vacation to come and spread the miracle for all of us, to give us this knowledge and to drop it like a G, as she says. You know, she dropped it like a G. And I just want to ask you, just give us one tidbit of advice to encourage anyone that's like on that fence, saying, I'm ready, but I'm not sure. Can you give us one closing remark before we go and finish the show?
Absolutely. Well, what I will say is don't wait. I want to leave it at don't wait. A lot of women say, well, I'm going to sign up with you in 2 weeks. Why? Now, if it's financial, I understand that. But you don't have to wait. I want to go grocery shopping. Oh, I want to go buy some workout clothes. No. Tomorrow is not promised. That's first and foremost. I learned that with my niece's passing. But I'm 49. I'll be 50. Yes.
Good
blessing. I'm 50.
Okay,
I'm 50 in November. But had I decided to take my life back when I was 30, when I was 35, when I was 38, when I was 40, like, you young women, don't wait. Like, get your life now. What are you waiting for?
I love it. Thank you.
Start now.
Don't wait. Again, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks of Good Women Win. I always say in closing that, you know, a good life doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It just, you know, in the midst of chaos, you feel God's infinite love. I thank you guys for watching. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And come back in about an hour onto the Good Beauty page, onto this, the Facebook Live, because Erica's going to give us all a discount, because I'm going to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. God bless, and have a wonderful weekend.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street,
USA Radio News, with Tim Berg.
Mayor Buddy Dyer is declaring a state of emergency for the city of Orlando ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Speaking on Friday, Dyer says Dorian could be the most significant storm Orlando has seen in decades.
If you haven't started preparing, you still have time, but you better get started today. So it's important that we not be complacent about the storm. 2 years ago, we saw the impact of Irma, and this storm has the potential to be more powerful.
Dorian is a Category 2 storm and expected to strengthen to possibly a Category 4, although the exact path is still unknown by the National Hurricane Center. In a tweet on Friday, President Trump is asking General Motors to come back to the United States with their manufacturing plants. They moved to China before the president took office, and the president saying that they should start to bring jobs back to America again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The Justice Department's Inspector General found former FBI Director James Comey acted improperly by sharing memos he kept on President Trump. Republican Congressman from New York Peter King reacts to the news.
It's not just anyone can make a mistake, release a document by error, misclassify a certain document. No, we're talking about a systematic effort here. So I found this shocking.
More tariffs on Chinese goods are set to take effect this Labor Day weekend. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A 15% tariff set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports on Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. The goods include clothing, TVs, diapers, coffee, meat, cheese, and textbooks. Consumers might not notice a big jump in the price right away, though, because several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs taking effect.
Expect to pay a little bit more for coffee, meat, and cheese. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as Hurricane Dorian is set to make landfall sometime late Sunday or early Monday, many people are wondering what they should do. Former FEMA advisor Brock Long joins Fox News and reminds us.
Citizens in this country are the true first responder for any type of emergency or disaster. And so it's the actions that they take right now. Taking action now will help bolster the overall response, because response to an event like this is a team sport. It starts with neighbor helping neighbor all the way to the Federal Emergency Management Agency that truly works its tail off to serve other people. So, you know, the most important thing, document the stuff document your house, the contents within it. Make sure that you're heeding all warnings that are issued by local officials within the county emergency management area and heed them quickly.
Turning now to politics, Democratic New Jersey Senator and 2020 presidential hopeful Cory Booker is on the campaign trail, campaigning in Norman, Oklahoma, where he's calling for stricter gun laws.
Where people are killed in schools, children shot under their desks.
Booker is one of the 10 Democratic candidates to qualify for the next debate in September. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.